busy right in the afternoon, and well, in the studio now we have somebody who's had hit movies and a hit TV series. He is the star of Good Morning Vietnam, the king of improv, Robin Williams.
Yes, you believe. Praise him. Praise him. Well, thank you, Lord. You do believe.
Listen, we are.
It's a glory day. Come on home, Mama. Take anything you need.
We are so pleased that you came into our little show first.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here.
We've been trying to get you for, what, a year?
And finally I have come.
Yes.
The check arrived. Thank you. All that money.
Ooh. Tell us a bit about the film.
All right. This is it's a simple story of a man and his weasel. No, it's a story. He's a radio disc jockey, Armed Forces Radio in Saigon, 1965. He's there for 1 year, basically, and it's about his term. And he's slightly different, and that's what makes it hard for him, you know, because he does unusual stuff that they don't particularly like.
You know, I can relate to that.
Yeah, you know that. That was fabulous what you did, and we have to lose most of it.
Yes.
Thank you. No, the part with Harry Reams was wonderful, but no.
Marvellous.
No, thank you.
Do you see yourself as a bit of a rebel?
No, not really.
In real life?
I tried a different thing. No.
This
is scary. Well, our next guest is Marcel. No, I don't do too much. I try and push the boundaries a little bit, like especially on television, to try and scare the censors, but that's about it.
Yeah. How about you just presumably come over on the plane. You have a bit to say about air travel, I know.
I do, yes. It's always nice.
Say about air travel,
well,
Robert.
Basically, you have a lot of pilots who are schooled in the Chuck Yeager School of Diction. You have a guy. This is your pilot, Bob Fremen. Before we take off, I just want you to know my wife left me. And my boys had a sex change. But here we go. Let's just get this plane off the ground and see what it can do. First, Kathy, I'd like to show you some of the cabin procedures.
Thank you. We have exits here and here, but we'll be out before you. In case of a loss of cabin pressure, an air hose will fall from the ceiling and we'll just put it up your ass.
I talk a lot about a lot of different things like that. It's always a little scary right now when you realize a lot of the planes haven't been serviced and you see a Sears truck pull up to them. But
your oil's right down. You don't know.
And in America, since we had the air controller strike, I think they've been hiring some unusual folk.
Yeah, they can't bring you in now. Sorry, your plane, you're backed up. Don't give me anything. Don't say that. I'll bring in the Pakistani airliner first. Uh-huh. Just stay there. Hold it. What do you mean your fuel? That's it. Well, just cut it back.
Mm-hmm. I can't talk now. I'm listening to music. Mm-hmm. Don't put it on now. Okay, feelings, nothing more. Okay, hi, we're not in right now, but if you care to land anyway.
Robin Williams is our special guest on Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Yes!
We'll be right back.
Praise him.
We'll
send
right
in your money. Back up. Who he is. Oi, Robert. Jimmy Swagger, Golden Shower Shampoo.
Across the UK, for you and me, Britain's favourite Radio 1.
Would you like to introduce a record for us?
Yes, I would.
Okay, this is a new Michael Jackson single.
Thank you very much. You know, many people say I sleep in an ozone box, but even the National Enquirer can't print that. Please play my music. Thank you.
Back with Robin Williams in just a moment on Steve Wright in the Afternoon at Radio 1.
Michael, please! Gotcha, dance backwards!
A lot of mimes going, that's my walk.
We're taking over, we have the truth. This is our mission, we'll see it through. Don't point your finger, not dangerous. This is our planet. We're taking over.
In the afternoon, our live guest today, I know you can't believe it, is Robin Williams. Robin Williams.
We're getting subdued now. This is
No, it's not true, love.
No.
Now listen,
with me, people.
We were just talking
about it's a children's show now. Look what has Sooty brought with him today.
Oh, hello.
Sooty! Back off!
We were talking about some, just off the air there, improv comedy, and you are the king of the improv.
Ooh.
And I've just come back from Los Angeles and went down to the Comedy Store, and they all talk about you down there.
Oh, like,
you're God down there.
No.
It's true.
Yeah, but after the temptation.
Yes. Like... Who do you like? Who do you think is funny? Yourself?
Oh, there's people I think are funny. There's Bob Goldthwait. He's called the Bobcat. He's great. There's Sam Kinison. These are
Sam Kinison,
Charlie Flesher. He did the voice of Roger Rabbit. There's Jay Leno. I mean, he's more mainstream, but he's really great. There's so many of them. There's a whole new wave of them, a brand new bunch.
What about Stephen Wright?
He's great. I mean, and your name.
Yeah.
And he's like a combination of, I mean, it's the closest thing to Zen you can get in comedy. It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Right.
People go, and then that's the type of joke that has like a half-life, that you'll be driving going, oh, man. Oh, I get that now. Yes. Oh.
What about some British comedians? Do you like any British comedians?
Oh, a lot. I mean, the first time I was here about 8 years ago, I saw the people like Alexi Sayle and 20th Century Coyote and the people who eventually did the young ones, and it was great because there was a club called the Comic Strip and the Comedy Store. I mean, funny, I've heard those names before.
Yes.
And it's nice to see.
Ben Elton?
I guess then it died off a while because they all went off and did other things, and now it's back again.
Called over here. It's
Alternative Cabaret.
Right.
Which makes you think of Joel Grey wearing like something from Fredericks of Hollywood.
Willkommen! Don't mind the midget! Come in, look around you! Alternative Cabaret! And now for some hermaphroditic poetry!
It's true. Okay. What about music? Should we play some of your favorite music?
Yes, if you have Mr. Sting, it's good. Just because he has no last name.
You like her?
Like her? Ooh! Are you going to play? What's that?
Should we put this on? You want this on?
Yes.
She's great. Tracy Chapman, he's talking about Revolution.
About Revolution. Mm-hmm. If not now.
She's and great. Fast Car, she did Fast Car. And, should we stick? You want that on? Or?
Sure.
I mean, you can play anything.
That one's good.
This one's good?
Yeah. And we'll do Prime Minister Botha, White Courtesy Phone. Prime Minister Botha, White Courtesy Phone. Here's a song going out right now to Tracy Chapman. Yes, taking you through the day.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds like...
I know you're thinking, how can a small little radio show like our radio show attract a massive guest like Robin Williams? I know that you're thinking that.
Thanks to your donations, we are still functioning.
Channel 13.
Channel 13, please help.
Robin Williams.
If not, we're going to hurt this.
Praise him! You feel the power! Power of radio, yeah! Amen! I've sinned!
Robin Williams is here, and he's not here for any particular reason. He just likes this show.
It is fun, sir. We'll be out talking to Jimmy Swaggart later. Jimmy, do you like driving backwards nude? Funny how that happens.
Listen, what is the secret? What is the secret of comedy? Is it timing? Is it awareness? What is it?
It is.
When you realize comic consciousness comes from not knowing why the chicken crossed the road, but in him not seeing the truck. When you know this, then you realize part of comedy is not one hand clapping, but one hand stroking. This is a joke you will get later and go, that was very foul.
Yeah.
Now I know why he is covered in hair. But now you see other things. Part of it is you cannot break comedy down without going, it doesn't work now. Wait, I don't know. I can't. People ask, describe it. I can't.
Just don't talk about it.
No,
just do it.
Just let people see it and then go,
yeah.
It's so huge.
There's only one FM, Radio 1 FM.
Get rid of the For God's sake, play us another record, Steve.
Stay there.
Radio 1. Britain's favorite radio.
we mentioned earlier on that if you'd like a ticket for it, yes, Robin Williams will be back in the next hour, okay? We've thrown them all out of the studio. It's getting too much for me little heart. But that all will be back after the news. If you'd like a ticket for a TV show on the BBC... Cleopatra was queen of which country? Egypt, of course, is the answer. You heard Donny Osmond.
He's a real jughead.
No, he's all right. Frank Bruno is now officially the best-dressed man in Britain, according to the press today. And Aussies aren't taken seriously, thanks to Paul Hogan, says a Melbourne businessman, Oliver Ward, today.
Steve Wright in the afternoon. Radio 1.
Robin Williams is our special guest today. Robin Williams is our live guest. And how do you like the atmosphere here?
Oh, it's incredible. Oh, yeah. This is more fun than fiberglass underwear. Thank you. Thank you all.
What are the best and worst things about America?
The best?
The best things about America.
The land, I think. I mean, there's places that are so beautiful. And... sometimes the worst part is some of the politicians, but we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I mean, there's some places that are so beautiful and other places that are so ugly, it's scary. I mean...
We talked about San Francisco just now, mm-hmm. And Los Angeles. Do you go to Los Angeles a lot?
Yeah. Los Angeles is a mixed bag for me because some of it is wonderful. I mean, you drive up the coast, it's so beautiful. I mean, Malibu, where it's Attitude Central, you know, they actually have fashion police. Stop! Those pants don't go with those shoes. Stop, pull it over.
What about the whole Hollywood scene, though? You steer clear of that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was in it for a while. It's like bobbing for dimples. You kind of, you know, having a jacuzzi full of piranha. After a certain while, you go, something's gone. For me, I left because I just kept worrying so much about my career every day. I mean, yeah. Every day you thought, like, it's time, I've got to stay, I've got to keep going. And then you move out and you get to another place where people don't read Variety. You know?
Yeah.
There won't be truck drivers going, your grosses are down.
Yes.
Your film, do you have points in your film?
Because Eddie Murphy is really the actor at the moment, isn't he?
There's like a food chain.
And yourself.
It's like there's a food chain of, you know, that scripts come down. I mean, there's at the top is probably Eddie and Bill and... and I guess then there's...
we'd put you at the top. We'd Ooh. Have you at the top. Then we'd have Eddie Murphy.
Ooh, I'm on top. Now it's your turn. Okay, I think it keeps changing according to whatever movie's done well.
Yeah.
But that's what also makes you crazy, because then you'll start going, oh, God, my last movie. And then you start picking projects and gearing yourself that way, and then you live your life according to that.
Hollywood has sort of no soul, really. There's nothing...
It does. I mean, there's some wonderful people who... there's great people there. You just have to find them. It's kind of like finding a good beer and wine bar in Death Valley. It's
yeah.
You can't get there. There's a Beaujolais up ahead. There's a Chardonnay going tomorrow. Don't go there. Watch out. There's some Puy Fousse. You don't want to drink that, though. That doesn't go well with fish.
I mean, in Hollywood, I mean, it's like you get sandblasted every day after a while. And it's,
yeah.
It's hard because as much as people want you to do well, they basically don't. I mean, it's like that whole thing of, gosh, I'm so happy that you're doing well. Die, die. So you pick up that subtext, and that's kind of going on. And then that plus this, everything is dedicated. And when parking lot attendants were handing you scripts, it's for you.
I wrote it about it's our thing, you'll see.
Yes.
Very funny.
And this is kind of a glazed look that people give you.
Yeah, because they live their life in their car.
Yeah, but it's a nice meeting you look, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
nice.
Gosh, good to see you. That's why people in New York, I mean, some people say they prefer New York versus Hollywood, because in New York they go, hey, why don't you just die, okay? I guess I know where I stand. That's right, because if you don't move, I'm going to kill you. That lets me know how I feel about you. Have a nice day anyway, though. Okay? You have a nice day. Why don't you just eat some feces and die? Okay? Did I bother you? Am I bothering you? What are you looking at? I'm sorry, Father Bill. I didn't mean to bother you. Like, what are you looking at there? I don't know.
Robin Williams is our guest. We'll be right back.
We're back again!
Yeah! Robin Williams is our...
and the Moron Tabernacle Choir.
Here we go. We're back. Okay, it's Radio 1.
Radio 1.
In case you're wondering what you're listening to, it's Steve Wright in the Afternoon. Robin Williams has just completely taken over the show.
Radio 1.
Let's talk about films. Please, I have to be sensible sometimes.
Sensible time.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about films, because that was a...
Let's talk about
meanwhile, films. Let's talk about films, shall we? Changing the subject. You've done, so what, how many, seven films?
Yeah.
Seven films? And,
eight now. I did a film with Terry Gilliam, Baron von Munchausen. I played a small part in that for him.
We liked Garp.
Garp is... that's a sweet movie.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, that was for me, that was one of the best experiences because the feeling of the family was so strong with Glenn and John Lithgow and all those people.
And Popeye.
Ooh, yes. You can run that movie backwards as a happy ending.
No, it's true.
Out of all your films, what's been your own favorite?
Favorite? Moscow and the Hudson, Good Morning Vietnam, Garp, a film that hasn't come out here, I don't think it will, called Seize the Day, which was just for American television, based on a Saul Bellow novel about a... Basically, an American businessman who's having a nervous breakdown. Funny stuff.
Yes. Now, you did an HBO special, did you not, that you just picked up an Emmy for?
No, I got the Emmy for The Prince's Trust.
You did?
As you say. Yeah. I didn't know he needed one of those. And
because we just saw that just today, that you got the Emmy. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh.
The man won an Emmy.
I'd like to thank the Academy. On behalf of all the people who make about the book.
Comics of a lesser god.
What about, what do you like to see in movies yourself?
Oh, all sorts of different types. I just saw Fish Named Wanda, that was good. What was another movie? I've been renting a lot of films, which is more fun sometimes because you can sit at home and go, if they're really bad, you can turn off the sound and dub them yourself. You know, good, the rest of the village must leave now. Yes. Look at the size of that thing, it's heading for the tunnel.
Can we just, A Fish Called Wanda, there's a, I don't know if you noticed this, there's a scene where Michael Palin and John Cleese are talking quite close to each other, and I could see them laughing.
Really?
Did you notice that? It was like as if they were laughing, but they decided to leave it in. You
keep it going?
Yeah.
That's always wonderful when you see them, they're kind of brilliant. Like... Oh. It's just 2 seconds from, no, don't do that.
So what other films do you like? What...
Who
do you like in films?
Of old films, Kurosawa's great. Seven Samurai, Godfather. Just going with the wind, just for here. I don't know nothing about the babies! And, I love even bad science fiction movies. I'm kind of a science fiction addict. Blade Runner, even though some people like it, some people don't.
Oh,
I just think
like
it was
Blade
a great
Runner.
Book and a great and a really interesting look. I mean, that's what Los Angeles looks like to me most times. You expect to see people walking around in acid rain going, oh, ow! Ow! Gene Kelly singing in the acid rain. I'm singing in, ow! Ow! My leg! Ow! I'm singing, ow! Be an interesting day. At the end of the time. Other movies. God, I've been thinking of a lot of them.
Would you be a Woody Allen fan?
Some are great. Interiors is so funny. Manhattan. I love old comedies. Marx Brothers, some of the Marx Brothers movies. Some Like It Hot was great.
They say about you. Well, actually, I say about you. They'll talk about... Marx Brothers, Charlie Chaplin, and Robin Williams by the end of the century.
No pressure.
Is there no pressure on you at all?
If there's still a planet, they'll be talking about you.
Yes.
If there's not two-headed chickens, I think we have a fighting chance.
But stuff like when they say about you, there's a biog here somewhere. It says, oh, the funniest man in the world.
Yeah, but that's...
But how do you feel? How does that make you feel?
That scares me, because that's not... That puts so much pressure on you.
The largest human being ever made. Bigger than a house.
It's like saying he's hung like... No, we can't talk about
that. He's Mr. Tripod.
Oh, really? Yeah. Then it must have been a cold day when I saw him.
Robin Williams is our guest, and we'll be back with him and some other stuff in a moment.
You know, you've seen it before now. The war's back, and it's funnier than ever.
Robin Williams is here. Robin Williams. Now, you're here to talk about Good Morning Vietnam,
yes,
among
sir.
Other things.
It was a Disney production, and we were going to do it as an animated feature with, like, Ho Chi Meow and Mao Zedong, Look, people's army, Tumakona.
They do say that your bits weren't tightly scripted.
No, they're basically, we'd come in with character ideas and news flashes. So I would pick out, there was a book called Year in Review, 1965. So we'd take out news stories, you know, the one like the one about Princess Margaret. Yeah, how old are you? 14. And that's an old joke, but it really works well. Then we had a thing about Johnson, the Pope, the new papal bath products like Pope on a Rope and things like that. And then we do characters. Characters, some of them are in the film. A lot of them are in, like, the military intelligence guy.
The guys from military intelligence who basically is...
Are you in military intelligence?
Yes, I am, but I can't tell you I am. Then you'd know I was, and then I could no longer be in covert operations. I'd be in overt operations, and I'd have to wear a name tag.
And now another character that didn't make it in the film, which was a pilot, who's just, you know, just so happy to be anywhere he could drop a log. And, you know, we've been flying around 14 times, and, you know, sometimes, I pull up, you know, I could be at a 13 G's, and basically my ass is tighter than, than a hawk sphincter in a power dive, you know. I'm just like, and I know you won't be able to use that on the radio, but I just put it out there. You will?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, we can use that. Because this is live.
Live!
Yeah.
Live! Sunday! See Dundee all its lies, Nassau on fire and drive all the way to Milwaukee! Sunday! But actually, it won't be on Sunday, it'll be on Tuesday! No, it'll be on Wednesday!
What else are you doing while you're here?
Wandering around, did a little shopping.
Marvelous.
Winter, you know, it's nice to go in the shops going, no, try this on. Yeah. Try this on. These are chaps, but I think you'll like them. It gives you kind of a cowboy look. This is from the Marquis de Suede. It's lovely fashions. What you need this, well, you'll see.
So do you do a lot of things like shopping and buying records and
yeah,
things
I mean,
when you're in London?
Yeah, it's always great, yeah, to wander around to. Sometimes I collect comic books. In Paris, I always collect all. There's a magazine called Metal Hurlant, which is heavy metal, it was like an adult comic strip. In London, there's great shops I hit for, like, strange clothes, you know?
The unusual clothes.
Oh, when you say comics, you mean, like, DC comics?
Yeah, but the French, they're like DC comics with an H.
They're X-rated like, DC
yeah,
comics.
Yeah, basically you can grow hair everywhere with it.
Father! Look where Spider-Man's hand is.
You know, these are the first kind of that, like, those, once again, because of science fiction.
Yeah.
A lot of them, but really.
Can I just go back to the film very quickly?
Surely.
And I want to get serious. Uh-huh. My wife's an American, and whenever she sees something about Vietnam, she's very sad. I mean, seriously, she's
yeah, it's sensitive. A sad period for us. It's 10 years of pain.
Was it a futile war?
Futile? I think you say so, because we left. You know? It didn't exactly end up with, like, yeah, that one's a bit... Excuse me, hairball.
I get those.
Oh, look, yeah. So does the cat, but you should never bathe yourself by licking yourself all over. It's hard. Why does a dog? No, we can't get into that.
No,
you
can't do that one.
Because it was a futile, yeah. I mean, it's still for Americans a painful memory. It's 10 years. It didn't end up in the great victory. It's a lot of unrequited things.
Even if it had, it still would have been futile, I suppose.
It would have been one of those things that even if it had come to, like, you know, we'd still been there now. It'd been like Korea. It'd be a divided country that would basically be in a one big fortress.
Mm.
I mean, the whole reason we got in there was something called the domino theory. And then after we left, all these countries that supposedly would have fallen and become one big giant communist state ended up invading each other anyway, which is what they've been doing for 1,000 years. As soon as the Vietnamese got one country, then the Chinese tried to invade Vietnam, then the Vietnamese kicked their ass, and then the Vietnamese immediately invaded Cambodia.
Right.
Then it's almost like a Marx Brothers routine. You know, it's everybody who knew about Vietnam was fired before we got into that war because of McCarthyism. All the people who knew about Southeast Asia were bagged. So that we walked in going, well, we sure know what this is. And then the Vietnamese are going, but I think you should talk to the French first, you know, get right. Some advice. I have a friend who's a veteran who basically said, you know, if the Japanese had talked to him, it'd have been a whole different thing, you know. Japanese would go, what you do is you fight hard for maybe 4 years and then let them drop one atomic bomb. And then after that's done, then they feel so bad about what they did, they buy everything you make. And then you go, okay, then that's it. And then people go, okay, that's like, wait a minute, wait.
It's such a painful memory.
Now, in the film, Good Morning Vietnam, there's a particular... When you come on, there's a particular thing that you say, and that is...
Good morning, Vietnam!
Robin Williams is here. Robin Williams is our guest here. Robin Williams. Yeah. So, what do you think about British television and radio?
I think you take a lot of chances, which is great. I like the fact you have no censorship, or you have some. The fact that I'm nude right now is a nude radio. Incredible 100. I like the television too. I mean, you obviously have shows that are. I was watching yesterday that are like the period pieces, and now another masterpiece theater. And then you have great comedy, some of it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you take the chances, which is nice.
Well, we like some American comedy. We love you, of course. We're getting Mork and Mindy here now.
You only and, I'm getting the checks there.
What about, do you watch Monty Python and stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I mean,
that?
A lot of them are friends. I mean, Eric Idle is a good friend. And Mr. Gilliam, don't know Mr. Palin, I met Mr. Cleese. Who else have I left out? Mr. Jones, Terry.
Yeah, Terry Jones.
Yeah, I watch that. I mean, they show that now in America a lot.
I really like Gary Shandling, but I seem to be the only bloke who does.
I think he'll do great in England if they show it here.
It's being shown, but it's not really doing very
serious?
Well. Yeah.
I think he's got, I mean, it's like, it's basically the old taking the fourth wall and kind of, you know, pulling it back and playing with the whole convention where he walks through sets. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't mind the boom mic in my bedroom and, you know.
Yeah, walking off camera.
Yeah, playing with that. I mean, that's why at first, anything that messes in America, they were like shocked by it at first, but then they start to love it because he's just messing with the convention.
Yeah.
Playing with it, taking the fourth wall, walking up to the camera and just, you know, right into the lens.
That's the way to go, though, isn't it?
Yeah, right? You've got to because it's a medium and that needs to be pushed out all the time. That has to be, or else it stiffens up.
Yeah.
Real quick, and you got to keep playing with it and, you know, pushing the barriers out. Sometimes it won't work. But that's the fun, and that's
the American news always makes me laugh because it always looks as if they're peering over their shoulders. Somehow.
Oh yeah, that's why I used to love Walter Cronkite and us. They always had an way of making everything seem so serious.
That's right.
Today, hamsters on freeway. Massive gerbil attack in Arkansas. We'll be right back. I mean, they're a political force now. There was a famous story about Rather and I think it was Dan Rather and Bush. But Bush basically came out, you know, it was going to break into a fist fight.
Mm.
And he came at him real strong.
So are the networks politically motivated, would you say?
Some people think that. I mean, if you ask any Republican, they go, are you kidding me? Damn straight, it's just full of them liberals, them liberal panty waists. I bet they're wearing women's underwear doing the news. I bet they're just wearing comfortable shoes, too, I'll tell you this. I bet that man has on a brassiere. I bet he does. I bet they do, because you can just see they're not loose in the saddle like me. I want a newscaster goes, here's the way it is. It's hit the fan. I'm not going to lie to you. Why don't you just put it where you can't see it if you don't believe me? Here's another one coming your way. George Bush, a man for the 80s. Dukakis, I don't know what happened there. He looks like some sort of thing that just fell off underneath the truck, and then you say it's road pizza. I don't know what that is. Dukakis sounds like something you do when you got phlegm in your mouth. Hold on, honey. I got a Dukakis. That's a scary thing, you know. And Bush, where's that at? Now, Bush, I know many people say beat Bush in 88. Okay, there it is right there, and that's where it lies. I'm going to tell it all like it is. I'm Bob Fimmon. This is the news. Here's where it comes with it right now.
So there's your answer. Robin Williams.
Right now.
Now listen.
I'm also cleaning my oven.
Did you know that you are not as popular here as yet as you are in America and Australia?
I have sensed that, and it doesn't bother me.
No, you're very popular with us.
Yes, this is all that matters. these five, if I can, I feel like Sammy Davis. If I can take you five cats with me, if I can hang with you. We've got it made.
Yeah.
This whole feeling I'm telling you now.
But mainly it's because you... Mork and Mindy is on now,
mm-hmm.
and you've got the film coming out, and hopefully they'll buy lots of your specials that you do. And I reckon you'll be a megastar here by Christmas.
Ooh, big prediction.
Yeah.
toys.
By Christmas,
that.
A megastar. Toys, everything.
Dolls, like... big blow up dolls.
Easy.
Look at that.
Easy. Can I have a Robin Williams blow up doll?
Yeah. Wow, his hair never comes off. What does that mean? So, got hair everywhere.
So the film is coming out soon, and then what are you doing?
I'm doing a movie called The Dead Poets Society with Peter Weir.
Byron's back. Watch out.
Then I'm doing Waiting for Godot in New York. Doing that first. Hey. Yeah, with Steve Martin and F. Murray Abraham, we get to look at his Oscar and touch it.
Wow.
And then The Dead Poets, and then after that, I think A Nude Hamlet, and then... That's about it for a while. And then hang out with my son.
Great.
And my girlfriend, and I'm very happy.
How old is your son?
He's 5.
What's he like?
He's great.
What is he like doing? Oh. Does he like sports and...
Oh, he loves... Well, there's a thing in America. He loves Transformers, and these things called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Transformers.
Have you seen those?
No, I haven't seen the what?
It's a toy. I mean, it sounds like something from Toy from Hell.
What Teenage was the
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're like little turtles that fell in toxic waste and became like ninjas.
Is this
the
truth?
They're wonderful. Oh, they're great.
Really?
Oh, they're wonderful. I mean, there's little turtles with nunchucks and Japanese fighting weapons, and they have a rat who's a martial arts teacher. That you know, I mean, this all sounds like
you're making it up.
Yeah, you took a little, didn't you? Yeah. This is Timothy Leary School of Hi.
Well,
Timothy Leary High School. Give me an A. 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 What's that spell?
We're out of here.
My son is just 2 years old. Is he going to be into all those things when he's 5, do you think?
I think if they give them a game, it's like, they start off with like Legos. I mean, Legos are first. I mean, things that you can
take Duplos and all
then
that.
Transformers, which is, you know, the robot transforms into a truck, and that's what's great if... That's why you can't drink and have a child, because you'd be going, it's a truck, it's a robot. What is it? Don't lie to me. Oh, then it's, oh, God, some fighting toys. I mean, that's hard, because I know for a long time parents tried to prevent their children from having, you know, fighting toys. And
yeah, well,
then they
I
snuck them back in again. They're back and real strong. It's weird to wake up with 4 G.I. Joes perched over your head with bayonets.
Give it up! Time to wake up. Move it.
And what else do they? He has. We play computer games. A lot of those. He loves. There's a. They have all sorts of games. Mario Brothers and all these very strange. And a lot of them are space shoot 'em up games. And they even have one that's a little scary. That's like a hostage terrorist game.
No.
Oh, it is. It's called Freedom Force. And you're basically you have a pistol and you're blowing terrorists out of a plane. Yeah. It's the home game.
Oh, that's...
Daddy, look.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're your own SAS. See the fun. It's like. And they have all sorts of strange video games that they play.
Right.
And interactive ones that you play.
Great. Well, we look forward to that.
Yeah, that should be, yeah. I see the look in your eyes right, Dad. That's real good.
Yeah, that's terrific. Robin Williams has been our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Give me Swagger. It's a new magazine for Give Me Swagger. Reprint House.